The Shakespeare in the Courts program would cost $65,000, but its final approval is still uncertain. The county board approved it last week on an 11-8 vote, but County Executive Chris Abele has promised to veto it, citing a lack of evidence that it will keep young delinquents from committing new crimes. Supervisor Patricia Jersic says that's a weak excuse for not funding a program that will save money.
The alternative sentencing, which is what we're doing, helps to divert those juveniles from much more expensive prison-type programs, $100,000 to house a youth in Wisconsin, just one person per year.
Critics also say allowing young offenders to be in a play is an insult to their victims who want to see them punished. But Jersic says judges will select only those offenders who deserve to pay their debt to society by performing on stage. Another supporter of the program says there's good evidence that Shakespeare programs in prison can turn young criminals away from a life of crime. UW Parkside professor Jonathan Shaler helped inmates at the Racine Prison produce Shakespeare plays 5 years in a row.
Programs do make a positive impact by showing them a positive alternative, by putting them in a situation where they work collaboratively with others, where they're accountable to others, and where they produce an outcome that they can be proud of. I mean, all of these things are good things.
If the program is vetoed, supporters will need to find two more votes before the February meeting to override it. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.